Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you're trying to come up with content ideas in the offseason of college football, and then one company just gives you a softball and says, here, knock this one out of the park. Because that's what happened with FanDuel when they recently released their way too early preseason win totals for every major conference going into 2024, including the SEC. Some of these lines, a little too rich in my favor. Some of these lines, good God, what are you doing? Why are you giving these fan bases hope? And then there are a few lines to where you look up and down the schedule, you look at the names that were added in this offseason, and you say, you know what? I feel pretty confident betting that. Let's go ahead and discuss today. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's Cole Thompson from SEC Unfiltered. Make sure you hit the subscribe button down below. Leave a comment telling me who do you think has the best line going into 2024, especially with their schedule. Make sure that you follow me on social media at Mr. Cole Thompson. Subscribe to my own YouTube channel, at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow us on social media, Twitter, X, Instagram, TikTok. We're all over the place, at SEC Unfiltered. Download the podcast wherever you get your podcast listening systems. Spotify, YouTube. You can get on Apple Music. You can get on Google Play. And make sure to keep up with all of our best SEC content found. Go ahead and visit secunfiltered.com. So, preseason win total betting lines. These are really interesting this year because so many people are going to have conversations. You only have two teams ranked with 10.5 wins. Do you understand that you also have four teams ranked with 9.5 wins and two more teams ranked with 8.5 wins? That is hell. That just shows you how little of a room for error you have in this conversation in the conference play, especially with the 12-team playoff. And you know that Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti coming together to fix college football is the nicest way of saying we're doing everything to make sure we're the most represented when we get to a dozen teams fighting for a national title. So you look at some of these lines and you say, could they actually end up making a decent run to the CFP? Maybe, but let's go ahead and start breaking some down. For starters, the number one team I'm looking at, Kentucky, 7.5 wins. This just feels like a Mark Stoops special. Like, doesn't it? Like, everyone is just kind of counting out Kentucky because of what happened this offseason. Oh, you went 7-5, even though you went and got a veteran quarterback in Devin Leary. Liam Cohen's offense was going to really work for Brock Vandergrift. Now he's in Tampa. Oh, Jimbo Fisher fired. Mark Stoops is now going to, no, he's staying behind. Does he really want to be here? Is he looking for an upgrade? What's going on? That's the feeling around Kentucky. But there's another feeling around Kentucky. They cooked in the transfer portal. They absolutely added in dudes this offseason in the transfer portal. Jamon Dumas Johnson, the linebacker at Georgia, that's your enforcer. That was a guy that was missing last year at the second level of this defense. And now you bring him in and you're hoping that this is going to be a huge dividend when it comes to your run defense. Defensively, you know, you're going to get quality play every other season underneath Mark Stoops because that's just been the MO in Lexington. They also added in two exceptional receivers in the transfer portal to pair alongside with Brock Vandergrift and Barry and Brown. So I really like what you have there. Jamori Macklin, over 1,000 yards last season in North Texas, one of the highest Conference USA wide receivers. Not to mention you bring over Raymond Cottrell. Barely had a role at Texas A&M, but when he was on the field, he did cook. He had a touchdown reception. I think it was against Miami. He averaged over 17 yards per play. You feel good. Oh, you bring in Chip Traynham in your running back position to replace big sweet baby Ray Davis. So you feel good there. And Brock Vandergrift, let's just go ahead and break the notion of this. One of the dumbest rules and one of the dumbest things that's ever said in college football is you aren't good enough to start because you play for X team. And X team is Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Texas, Notre Dame, USC, the usual suspects. Yeah, let's go back and look at what happened going into last offseason's fall camp. There was competition. Plain simple. Carson Beck was pushed to the limits by Brock Vandergrift. And there is another dimension out there, if you go follow the multiverse, where Beck is actually transferring now to Lexington. And Vandergrift is the guy that led you to a 12-0 regular season finish. That's the way it is. I think Brock Vandergrift is one of the biggest kept secrets in college football. And yes, it's going to be really interesting seeing how Bushman's offense changes over from Liam Cohen's offense, because I thought he was a perfect fit for Liam Cohen's offense. I look at the schedule. Where do you really see a major loss outside of Georgia? Maybe Texas, if you really want to throw it in there. Southern Miss, South Carolina, Ohio, all three winnable games. Vanderbilt, Florida, Auburn, all three winnable games. Murray State, Louisville. Winnable games. You need to win one game against Texas, Ole Miss, and Georgia. And if somehow you do that, 9-3 is a possibility. I think you're going to hit the 8.5. I think you're going to hit 8 wins. That's for certain. I trust that this is one of those years where everyone is kind of counting Kentucky to the wayside. This is one of those times where I feel very confident, if I am a Kentucky fan, believing that everything is going to hit its stride at the right moment. How quickly can it? That's going to really determine if they can get to 9 wins. 9 wins, it's not out of the realm of possibility to make it to the college football playoff. Next up, Auburn, 7.5. Auburn, this is a year where I think you build. This is the year where I think all these games that you felt unconfident in last season, they're now toss up. It's a coin flip. Do you get the ball on the final drive, march down the field, and be able to put up a field goal to win the game? Does your defense not do enough? You added in some names via the transfer portal. I really like the addition of Jerrion Thompson for the secondary. I like this offense. I think that what you added in a top 10 recruiting class, primarily swapping Cam Coleman from Texas A&M over to the Plains and keeping him away from the other Alabama school. Yeah, you're in a really good spot. And go ahead and look at last season as kind of a wash. That would be the best way I would put it if you were on the Plains right now.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There were some highs. There were some lows. There was the New Mexico State game. But then you got to remember, every Alabama fan realized what happened in that moment. Like, if you ask an Alabama fan about what happened in their brains when they saw them lose to the Aggies, it wasn't what a disaster of a team. It was, they're preparing for us. They just kind of walked over this game thinking that they had it locked in the bag. They were already preparing for us. And they went all the way down to the wire. It took a 4th-and-31 miracle that will be painted in the halls of everywhere Tuscaloosa. Because of that's how good Auburn played. You don't rush three. If you rush five, you win the football game. Alabama's not in the playoff. Nick Saban's final loss to Georgia, final loss in conference play is to Auburn. That's it. That's how crazy this scenario was for this Alabama team this past year. You want to build. You played well against Georgia. You had some games that you thought you could have came out on top and felt really confident in. And what's being brought back? It's over 55% of the production. I think Auburn's in good places. Now, you can't be one-dimensional as an offense. If Peyton Thorne is not picking up the offensive miscues this offseason, if he's not learning all the do's and don'ts of what you need in terms of a Hugh Freeze offense, you got to go in the transfer portal. I think that this is a good rushing attack. You know what you get in Jarquez Hunter. You know what you get Pace Thor as a runner. You got to add in the passing attack, especially with the weapons that were added in this offseason, plus what's currently on the roster. But you look at the schedule, really not a major game outside of probably, I would say, Georgia. You feel unconfident in Alabama, A&M, California, New Mexico, Arkansas, all three winnable games. You get Oklahoma at home. Then you play against Missouri on the road. Then you have the trap game against Kentucky on the road. That's a three-game stretch that is daunting. Vanderbilt, ULM, Texas A&M, and Auburn Alabama to close out the year. And three of those games are at home. I think 8 wins is plausible. I think 9 wins is plausible. Hugh Freeze is the right guy for this program. The question turns to, can this roster only build off of last season? Because there was a lot of moments that you saw what this version could be. Now it's about seeing, can it be sustainable week in and week out? Next up, Vanderbilt, 2.5 wins. I'm sorry. If you're not taking this line, you're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot. I get it. It's Vanderbilt. They are the smarty pants. Nobody out there is actually a Vanderbilt fan. Like, I say this as kindly as possible. If you were to be in a stands at a football game and someone was having a heart attack, you don't say, is there a Vanderbilt fan here? You say, is there a Vanderbilt grad? And they're probably showing up wearing the team colors of another SEC school. That's how embarrassed they are at the Commodores. But their schedule is at least promising. You need 3 wins. Here's your out-of-conference schedule. Virginia Tech, Alcorn State, Georgia State, Ball State. You can't tell me you can't win 3 of those games. Virginia Tech, let's just throw that one out of the way. I think Virginia Tech is going to be one of the biggest risers in college football this year. You're going to tell me you cannot beat Alcorn State, Georgia State without Marcus Carroll. Oh, and Sean Elliott now is gone. He left to go to South Carolina. And Ball State. You're telling me you can't win those three games. If that's the case, Clark Lee needs to be fired into the sun. I'm sorry. And I like Clark Lee. And I get it. The homegrown atmosphere, being at your alma mater means something. But if you can't get 3 wins, and on top of that, if you feel like Diego Paiva or Nate Johnson, who also came over from Utah, won't be an upgrade for this passing attack, yes, you lose Will Shepard. It's always going to happen, whether he went to Colorado or not. If you can't get past 3 wins, there is more mediocrity than we're given credit for. This is where, whenever we do see super conferences, we have to understand. Vanderbilt, we appreciate what you bring to us in baseball. We appreciate what you bring to us every once in a blue moon in basketball. But you are not a part of the SEC. I'm sorry, my friend. There's nothing else I can do about it. Tennessee, 8.5. This is a line that I know a lot of people are going to be very cautious on. You shouldn't be. Just do me a favor for a second. Let's go back to when Josh Heupel was hired and how this offense took over the SEC. They were number one in passing for a year. They were number two in scoring for a year. They've once again been this past year top 25 in passing, top 15 in scoring. They're able to run the football methodically. They have a very good balance to run to pass option. You feel like this is a team that could be on the come up with Josh Heupel in year four. Who are the quarterbacks? Joe Milton, Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker for 2 years, then Joe Milton for basically a year and a half because he started the beginning of 2021. They were transfers. They were quarterbacks that were brought in because they needed stability. Now you bring in Nico Iamaliava. So imagine the offense that you've watched for the last few years underneath Heupel with maybe some limitations, maybe a little bit of a too strong of an arm in Joe Milton. Maybe accuracy was great, but the deep ball wasn't as precise as you want it underneath Hendon Hooker. And Nico Iamaliava, the quarterback that was handpicked by Heupel, is going to run his show. Not to mention you bring over a really good offensive lineman in Lance Hurd. Not to mention you also bring over a really proven wide receiver to pair alongside Brew McCoy in Chris Brazel. I like this team. Yes, it is going to be a challenge to replace the production lost by both Jabari Small and Jalen Wright. But I look at the schedule. Chattanooga week one, that's going to be a dub. NC State week two. Probably the biggest out-of-conference game that weekend outside of what you have in Michigan and Texas. Kent State, that's probably a win. Oklahoma, welcome back to Norman, Josh Heupel. How do you like your young quarterback against the other young quarterback in the SEC? Maybe a toss-up, but I think that's closer to a win. Arkansas, Florida. Florida, you should beat. I get it. You've had the struggles with the Gators over the last few years. Alabama, this is no longer Alabama underneath Nick Saban to where you're shivering in your boots and the smell of cigars has been wafting in this air seal type bag for 19 years. That's not the case anymore. You don't think that you can beat Alabama in a new year with questions everywhere across the roster besides maybe quarterback? You're sadly mistaken. This is not a team that you are betting to win the college football playoff. And there's a lot of people betting that this team is going to go far in the postseason. Kentucky, Mississippi State, Georgia on the road does struggle. UTEP, Vanderbilt. There's one game I think you chalk up as an L right now. One. And you need to get to three. And you have three losses to get to. You can hit this line. I think Tennessee can easily get to 11-1. I think they could be in Atlanta by the end of the year. They could have a rematch against Georgia in week 11 3 weeks later. That's not that shocking to me. So I look at Tennessee. I'm betting the line. I'm 100% going with the 8.5 point. With the 8.5, I think that they can get 10 wins. And if Nico Iamaliava is as advertised, we're talking about a ball team that probably is already punching their ticket to the college football playoff. One more for you, Missouri, 9.5. This is the easiest schedule in the SEC this year. It's the easiest schedule. I'm sorry. There's no other way for me to put it. You look at their out of conference slate. Murray State, Buffalo, Boston College with a new coach, and UMass. That's four wins. The two games on their schedule that are major threats, Alabama, Oklahoma. You want to throw Texas A&M in there? Depending on what version we get of Connor Wegman and this defense, maybe. But besides that, where is the game? Where is the moment where you say, well, this team is going to crumble and fall apart? I understand. Losing Blake Baker is one of the travesties of the offseason for Eli Drinkwitz. And it sucks because of it only shows you that Missouri still is viewed as a lesser tier job than LSU. It is, but we're not going to get into that today. I don't have enough time or patience. But you look and see they're bringing in enough players on the offense, especially as plug-and-play starters. Marcus Carroll, Caden Green. You still have Theo Weiss Jr. You have Luther Burden. That's arguably the best 1-2 combination in the SEC. Brady Cook gets another year in Kirby Moore's offense, and you don't play the trap games. In my opinion, there's one trap game. It's Texas A&M. You should beat Oklahoma. You should be at least competitive against Alabama. Maybe you beat Alabama. This is one of those times where if you are Missouri, you feel so confident building off of last season, and they've invested. This is one team that understood, hey, we want to be a player in the SEC, and we're done being the armpit joke of what the conference is. So we're going to invest $60+ million into fixing our stadium and making us a viable threat when it comes to 5-star talents, 4-star talents. They can do it. I look at their schedule. There's really one game that I'm saying is a loss. I think that Missouri is going to be a college football playoff team in 2024. So the question turns to how well can this roster gel despite losing some key players, not in terms of positions, but more so in terms of coaches. There you have it. Those are my favorite lines going into this year. Kentucky, 7.5. I'm telling you, this feels like a Mark Stoops special. Auburn, 7.5. Are you really going to build off of last season, or are you just going to crumble underneath the pressure? Vanderbilt, 2.5. I'm sorry. If you cannot get to 2.5 wins, you're in a lot of trouble with this schedule. Then you have Tennessee at 8.5. Nico Iamaliava is as advertised. 10-2. That feels like an easy betting line for me. And then, of course, Missouri at 9.5. I get it. It's a high line, but they have the most workable schedule in all of the SEC, and I like the offense that's returning. Make sure that you hit the subscribe button down below. Leave a comment telling me your thoughts. Which is the best betting line for the SEC in 2024? Make sure that you hit the ring notification. That way you don't miss a single episode of SEC Unfiltered. Follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, wherever you get your social media, at SEC Unfiltered. Download the podcast version of the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever else you get your podcasts. And for all the great up-to-date information surrounding college football's number one conference, the number one conference in all of professional sports, make sure you visit secunfiltered.com. I'm Cole Thompson with SEC Unfiltered. Until next time, folks, later.
Headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.